This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Freaking amazon.com.
Let's go.
No, seriously. Seriously. And God, I hope, and I know she's not, she's actually got a life, but I hope the lovely Christy is listening. I swear this woman, her job is to return stuff. I think that there are people out there who buy stuff just to return it. We live in a day and age where we've got access to everything every day, and the only reason we don't even blink, Amazon, click, sure. Like, how many days a week are you buying something on Amazon?
Five.
Thank you.
Yep.
At least. And I don't even plan to, but there are three other people in the house, and one of them at least on a daily basis. Dad, the second I hear Dad, oh, crap, what's this going to cost me?
Exactly.
Click, 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 click. Why is everybody so willing to click? Because all you got to do is show up at Whole Foods the next day and give it back if you don't like it.
Yeah, very convenient.
But those of you who want to go on a shopping spree, how often, this is the question I want to ask everyone today, how often would you click submit or payment or send? How often would you click it? If in big block neon letters right above the button, it said, no returns. No returns. And these are high-priced items.
Right, but your other item that you would be looking to replace is maybe 50 times more expensive than the item that you would be purchasing. It's like when you lease a car and your lease is coming due and you could either pay the money, pay that lump sum to keep the car, or door number two, get yourself a new car. And you know what? Maybe you won't like that new car. Yep. Maybe that new car that you're going to buy or lease won't be as good as the car that you've loved for 4 years. But darn it, maybe you don't want to pay that big lump sum. The dealer's licking his chops saying, yep, your lease is coming due in 3 hours, 2 hours and 44 minutes. But sometimes you got to make that hard choice.
But you love the car.
But it's expensive. I don't want to pay that.
But you love the car.
It's too much, Mark. And I might love this next car.
And you spend a lot of time in your car.
Only 17 weeks of the 52.
You need that car. You got places to be. You can't be taking a risk. By the way, I'd argue with your analogy, you're not going to get a brand new car. You're going to go to Craigslist. And you're going to go down the street. And there'll be a man or a woman standing there with their used car, and be like, you want this? It could be the best deal out there.
Might be a lemon.
Or it could, I tell you what could happen. Happened to me once.
Oh boy, I got a lemon.
Bought a used car, check engine light came on the way home.
No way.
No joke.
And I bought a Jetta back in, man, it was a nice Jetta, all leather interior with the moon roof, and bought it used, paid a pretty penny. I can get that out.
Mm-hmm.
And within 8 to 12 weeks, S started going wrong. The door handle in the interior, oh, that comes off. The rear right window, that won't roll down. Moonroof, that got stuck. So I know what you're saying. There are lemons out there, and there are lemons in the draft.
A lot of them. A lot. There's
also some peaches.
The draft is a minefield. It is a total minefield. And you've got to walk through it. which is what fascinates me every single year, because so many of us line up because you're excited. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being excited to walk through a minefield?
Be a thrill.
I mean, now look, it's not life or death, so you're not actually going to die, but this is a metaphoric minefield for a football team. And for my taste, way too many people are willing to walk the minefield as opposed to, like, I love, here's the other thing I love. Wow, gosh, you can't pay everybody. Well, you kind of can. I mean, you're the San Francisco 49ers. You're worth a bajillion dollars. The salary cap's going up every year. Don't buy this whole, like, oh, God, but Brock Purdy. Yeah, Brock Purdy, right. He's going to get paid. He's not going to get paid right away. And there are different ways to structure this whole thing, same way they're doing with everybody else. We sat here yesterday and went, oh, Amon-Ra, 4 years, $120 million and 77 guaranteed? Actually, no, $35 million guaranteed.
Yep, guaranteed at signing, the real guarantee.
Funny money. You want to talk about Tim Roy now. The true manipulation sensation.
Cha-ching!
That is available to teams, especially those like the Niners who do it well. You can move this, that, and the other around. Are you kicking the can down the road a little bit? Sure, which is, by the way, what you do when you're in a Super Bowl window. The number of people, for my taste, who are willing to take the unknown over the sure thing is wild. Absolutely wild. When you were, I mean, a nose hair away from winning the Super Bowl, and have very little reason why you couldn't be that and do that again this year. Give me the known thing. I'm not even terribly comfortable with this new report that now has Deebo Samuel involved in these conversations.
But you're more comfortable because you were going to move off him next year most likely anyway.
I'm more comfortable because he's going to be 30, because he misses a lot of games, and because with the presence of Christian McCaffrey, his role has been diminished already anyway. Yes. Absolutely, I'm more comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm more comfortable with it.
Right, but if you sign Brandon Ayuk, then that might hinder your chances of keeping Christian McCaffrey, who, you know, some reports are starting to emerge that he might want to have his deal reworked.
That wasn't a report. That was a wondering aloud by Mike Florio on our morning show.
Yeah.
That was just wondering aloud. I wonder if Christian McCaffrey... Totally fair to wonder.
Even though he's at the top of the market for running back. He was a top five. He was higher than your quarterback in the MVP race.
He's underpaid. Right. He is NFL
and he's
underpaid.
He's wildly important. He's probably the most important member of your offense outside of your quarterback.
Oh, many would argue that he's the most important.
Right, and I would put Trent Williams in that same conversation, and maybe they draft Trent's replacement here within the next 5 hours. Stay tuned to our great draft show with Mark, Evan, and Sterling. Full breakdowns on every pick. I look forward to that.
Who knows? If the Niners are trading Ayuk and or Deebo, they might get a pick in before you and I leave the air.
That would be dramatic because I don't think that we're going to get more than four, maybe five picks.
No, five.
Because it's a 10-minute clock, right? Is that right, Grandy?
10-minute?
First round, 10-minute
clock. And
when
does it actually start? Like, is that five when they put someone on the clock, or do they not put them on the clock until they've done a pregame?
And maybe we don't get a pick until like 5:15.
Yeah, so 5:15 and then 5:20. But somebody might not take their full allotment.
Well,
I wonder
how long Chicago drags out the opener.
Seriously,
because
guys.
They already
admitted that they know what they're doing.
And I think that he's minus 10,000 or something that he's the first pick.
He's the first pick.
So you got to bet like 10,000 to win a dollar, which. And, you know, most casinos won't book more than like 1,000, so you can win 10 cents.
Caleb Williams, hit or miss?
Caleb Williams is going to be a miss.
You think?
I'm just not sold on...
And again, the definition of that is that the Bears will not sign him to a second contract.
Sure. And what you said before about him, and it's not about him, it's about the team. A lot of this, when it...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Comes to the quarterback, is so situational, and we can look at Brock Purdy and we can say, Brock Purdy, we can now say that Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. It's fair to say. But he also is, and this is not a detriment to Brock, he's benefiting from the coach, the talent around him, and the system. All those things have helped him have a better start to his career than if he were a fill-in-the-blank, if he were a Jaguars, or if he was a Panthers, if he was a Bears, if he was a... Pick whatever dreg of the bottom team you want. If he was on that team, it's less likely that he would have this good of a career.
You know what's funny? It's not just Brock, as it turns out. It's all 49ers. I didn't realize this till this morning. I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm listening to Bonte and Joe. I came in way early this morning. So I'm listening to Bonte and Joe, and Florio is on. And Florio, they asked him, how's the league view, Brandon Ayuk? And Florio, you know, we dove into the tape and we're looking at Brandon Ayuk, and you know what we noticed? We noticed that he's open a lot. He's wide open a lot, which clearly means that it's a product of the fact that there's Debo and there's Christian and there's Trent and there's George. And I went, oh, for the love of hell. Y'all have built a scenario where 49er players are not allowed to be good. They can't be good. Anytime you see any of them do anything good, you're like, well, there's such good players everywhere.
Well, it's Kyle, too.
It's Kyle. And oh, by the way, the defense put him in good position. And I mean, like, have we really reached this point? 49er players are not allowed to be good. Every single one of them is just a product of their environment and the system and all the good that's around them. How often can you say, well, all of these players are good, so that means that each individual is not? Wait a minute. You can't say both.
Right.
Or, like, I thought that Brock Purdy was good because he's got Ayuk and Debo. Well, now Ayuk is only good because it's like...
The whole thing is complimentary.
The whole thing has, well, you've built a vortex where no one can individually succeed.
Right. And that's, if you have that opinion, I think you're missing the mark, because for me, all these players are talented, but they are more talented, A, when playing with each other, and B, when playing for an offensive mastermind. I don't think that you can look at Shanahan and what he does to scheme people open and say, well, you know, Ayuk would be equally open on a team with a lesser scheme, a lesser offensive line, and a lesser quarterback. And that's where I look at this quarterback question about bust or no bust, because if Mac Jones was a Niner instead of Trey Lance, and Mac Jones was the quarterback here, he would have been a better quarterback than he was in New England with lesser talent and a lesser offensive mind.
I agree with that.
And so,
I agree with that, but would he have been a good quarterback?
I think he would have been better.
Would he have been an extension quarterback?
Yeah, exactly. Would he have been a hit as opposed to a miss? And I don't think he probably would have been.
I agree with you.
And that's where I look at two things. One, Trevor Lawrence and his situation now with a better offensive coach than he's had previously. Now is the time for him to show that with Dougie P., he can take that next step toward being elite?
Look, I thought he was disappointing last year.
A little bit, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't mean he's bad, but based on coming out of all of the, what's his name? The coach, the Florida coach who messed him up. Why am I blanking on this?
Urban Meyer.
Thank you. Based on the Urban Meyer situation, Trevor Lawrence coming out last year, Dougie P, phenomenal receiving core. I expected more. Absolutely expected more. Hell, the Texans.
The playoff no-show.
Yeah, and the Texans beat him.
He threw two pick sixes in that game, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he just, yeah, it was not bad, but it did not measure up to what
right.
we thought it was going to look like. That's fair to say, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. And so to that extent, the Caleb Williams question for me, I would lean bust because much as the Fluce might have some good offensive minds there, I don't know if the Chicago situation is going to be good enough soon enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.